Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Mamba Mentality by Kobe Bryant, released in 2018. This book provides an intimate look at the philosophy behind Bryant's approach to basketball, a perspective that made him one of the sport's most iconic figures. Through detailed analysis, Bryant shares how meticulous preparation, both physical and mental, played a pivotal role in his legendary career. He explores techniques for studying opponents and discusses how the principles learned on the court also applied to his roles as a leader and a mentor. Kobe Bryant, an NBA legend whose career was marked by extraordinary achievements, including 5 NBA championships and 18 All-Star appearances, authoritatively penned this work. His insights extend beyond basketball, touching on life lessons and personal growth, which makes this book a valuable read for Lakers fans, sports enthusiasts seeking motivation, and anyone looking to adopt the resilient mindset he famously dubbed the Mamba mentality. This book not only celebrates Bryant's storied career, but serves as a source of inspiration for achieving excellence in any area of life. Join us as we unpack the wisdom and relentless drive that Kobe Bryant immortalized in The Mamba Mentality. The Mamba Mentality, How I Play. Introduction. Explore the mindset of a legend, the Mamba Mentality. In the bustling world of professional basketball, few names shine as brightly as Kobe Bryant. His journey from a fresh-faced 17-year-old in the NBA to a seasoned veteran known as the Black Mamba is more than just a tale of athleticism. It's a blueprint of mental fortitude and relentless pursuit of excellence. When Kobe coined the term the Mamba mentality, it started as a playful hashtag on Twitter, but it quickly morphed into something profound. A comprehensive philosophy about living and playing with unwavering commitment. The Mamba mentality is not merely about the end result, whether that's a win or a personal achievement. Rather, it's about cherishing and dominating the process that leads you there. This mentality is about viewing the journey to success as a path that's as important as the destination itself. It's about embracing challenges, continuous learning, and never settling into complacency. This mindset, as Kobe poetically put it, is a way of life. It demands dedication not just on the court, but in preparation, understanding opponents, enduring and overcoming injuries, and ultimately in leading a team to triumph. His final NBA game is a testament to this mentality. In April 2016, facing the Utah Jazz, Kobe didn't just play, he soared, scoring 60 points, with an incredible 23 in the fourth quarter alone, securing a narrow victory for the Lakers. Tragically, the world lost Kobe Bryant in 2020 in a devastating helicopter accident that also claimed the lives of his daughter Gianna and several others. Despite his absence, Kobe's legacy endures, pulsating through the veins of aspiring athletes and professionals who adopt his mentality. This overview explores how Kobe prepared for his life both on and off the court, a journey through his physical and mental preparations, his strategic thinking, and his leadership, all of which were guided by the illuminating principles of the Mamba mentality. Part 1. Mastery through relentless preparation. From his early days, Kobe Bryant was driven not by external accolades or pressures, but by a fierce internal desire to be the best. This drive was evident in his willingness to adopt new basketball moves, regardless of initial failure or embarrassment. Each falter was a lesson, each success a new tool in his arsenal. Kobe's regimen extended beyond the court into rigorous physical training. Known for his almost mythic training sessions, he would engage in 90 minutes of intense weightlifting 4 times a week. These sessions were grueling, a testament to his commitment to maintain peak physical condition. Balancing a demanding sports career with family life required exceptional time management. Kobe's daily routine began with a 5 a.m. workout, enabling him to fit in multiple training sessions yet still be present for family time in the mornings and evenings. Sacrificing sleep instead of sacrificing time with his loved ones or his training, Kobe's discipline was as much about what he gave up as what he gained. His approach to pre-game preparation was equally meticulous and tailored to his body's needs. Depending on the day, Kobe might focus on shooting practice, meditation, stretching, or even a power nap, intuitively adjusting his routine based on how he felt physically and mentally. Kobe also recognized the importance of mental training. He understood that mental state before a game could make or break performance. Depending on the needed mindset, he would listen to energizing music, nostalgic tunes from his school bus days, or embrace silence. Beyond the arena, he engaged his mind through reading and steadfast focus on his day-to-day tasks, enhancing his presence and reducing distractions. Fostering relationships was another critical component of Kobe's preparative strategy. He valued mentors like Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Jerry West, giants of the game who could offer wisdom and guidance. His willingness to engage and learn from others, like Magic Johnson, showed his unyielding eagerness to grow. Moreover, Kobe's preparation extended to his opponents, whom he studied meticulously. Understanding their strengths and weaknesses allowed Kobe to tailor his playstyle effectively, an analytical approach that we will delve deeper into in the upcoming section, revealing how Kobe adapted his tactics to outmaneuver the competition. This ongoing commitment to preparation and adaptability not only enhanced Kobe's gameplay, but immortalized his status as a legend in the world of basketball. Part 2: Strategic Mastery of Opponent Analysis. Kobe Bryant left nothing to chance when it came to understanding his opponents. His commitment to studying game videos was not just a routine, it was an essential tactic that ensured he never stepped onto the court unprepared. He meticulously analyzed every player's movements, strategies, and weak points, transforming preparation into a competitive edge. Take, for example, his approach to Allen Iverson. Kobe decoded Iverson's timing and attack patterns, realigning his defensive strategy to maximize disruption during critical phases of Iverson's gameplay. By anticipating Iverson's moves, Kobe used strategic physicality, bumping, ball denying, to unravel his rhythm, thereby funneling him into the Lakers' trap defense, which only escalated Iverson's frustration and mistakes. Understanding positioning was crucial against players like Carmelo Anthony. Kobe didn't just observe, he dissected the angles of possible passes and used his body intelligently to block options discreetly. By clamping down on Carmelo's shooting arm while concealing his defensive maneuvers, Kobe could often cleanly steal the ball, showcasing his tactical acumen. Kobe's strategy against Chris Paul highlighted his adaptability and use of physical attributes. Aware that Paul favored right-side movements, Kobe would defensively skew to his left, subtly guiding Paul into less advantageous positions while leveraging his own height and arm reach to challenge or intercept shots. Beyond just studying his opponents, Kobe also turned the lens on himself, continually refining his game to seal any vulnerabilities that might be exploited by seasoned players. His relentless self-scrutiny ensured that his on-court performance was unpredictable and robust, always a step ahead of the competition. Remarkably, Kobe's strategic thinking extended to his relationships with referees. Establishing respect and open lines of communication, he understood the complexities of their roles and used this insight to tactically engage with them during games. His knowledge of the referee's handbook offered him nuanced advantages, such as exploiting dead zones in referees' line of sight to stretch the rules without penalty. This comprehensive approach, studying videos, analyzing personal and opponent gameplay, and strategically interacting with referees, boldly underscores how Kobe's preparation went far beyond physical training. It was a holistic mastery of basketball's mental and strategic dimensions, ensuring he was always several plays ahead. In the upcoming section, we will delve into how Kobe faced and managed injuries throughout his illustrious career, further revealing his indomitable spirit and resilience. Part 3: Resilience in the Face of Adversity. It's Game 2 of the 2000 NBA Finals, and Kobe Bryant is faced with a crucial decision. He's just sustained a severe ankle sprain. Yet, rather than bow out, Kobe chooses to press on, showcasing his resilient spirit. He adapts his gameplay to minimize strain while still maintaining an influential presence on the court. Although he misses the subsequent game, his strategic return helps the Lakers clinch the championship. Following this ordeal, Kobe didn't just seek typical treatments. He ventured into uncharted territory by taking up tap dancing. This unique form of training was pivotal, not just for strengthening his ankle, but also for enhancing his agility and footwork, benefits that extended well into the latter stages of his career. Kobe's career was punctuated by various injuries, yet his response was consistently one of optimism and proactive strategizing. He assessed each injury not just for its immediate impact, but for how he could adapt his play to continue competing effectively. He grappled with pain by questioning not if it halted him, but how he might adjust to mitigate its effects. A pivotal moment came in 2013 during a game against the Warriors when Kobe tore his Achilles tendon, an injury that threatened to end his career. Despite the gravity of this setback, he underwent surgery the very next day, driven by a steadfast resolve to overcome this new challenge. This incident vividly illustrates Kobe's determination to climb that mountain, regardless of the daunting obstacles in his path. Earlier in the 2009-2010 season, Kobe faced another significant test when he injured his finger. This injury forced him to alter his shooting technique drastically, transitioning from utilizing his first two fingers to depending solely on his middle finger. Necessitated both physical and mental adjustments. This included practicing up to 1,000 shots per day, highlighting his relentless work ethic. This adaptation did not deter his performance. Rather, it underscored his ability to transform adversity into opportunity, ultimately leading to another championship victory. Kobe's approach to injuries illustrates a fundamental aspect of his character: view adversity as a platform for growth. Whether developing unexpected skills like tap dancing or adapting shooting techniques, he constantly sought ways to turn potential setbacks into strategic advantages. As we proceed to the final section, we will explore how Kobe's leadership, fueled by his indomitable spirit and innovative adaptations, inspired his team to achieve greatness. Part 4: Forging Leaders on the Hardwood. Kobe Bryant's approach to leadership was as multifaceted as his gameplay. He often pushed his teammates into zones of discomfort, not to dismay them, but to ignite a process of self-reflection and improvement. His leadership philosophy was clear. He dared people to be their best selves. Understanding that each player was unique, Kobe tailored his leadership to fit the individual needs and aspirations of his team members. He took the time to study how they played, delved into their personal histories, and even probed into their doubts and insecurities. This deep level of engagement enabled him to connect genuinely and motivate them on a profound level. Early in his career, Kobe was tasked with leading the triangle offense, a responsibility entrusted to him by coach Tex Winter during the Lakers' pursuit of their first championship in his era. Despite his youth and the initial skepticism from older team members, Kobe did not let these challenges deter him. His appointment by Winter, a respected figure, eventually helped to solidify his leadership position as his teammates began to appreciate his commitment and clarity of purpose. Kobe's leadership style evolved with experience, particularly with younger teammates like D'Angelo Russell, Jordan Clarkson, and Larry Nance Jr. He adopted a tough love approach. His rigorous mentorship paid dividends, as evidenced when Clarkson, later with the Cleveland Cavaliers, chose to honor Kobe by wearing his jersey number, an emblematic gesture of the deep impact of his mentorship. As a leader, Kobe relished the challenge of measuring himself against counterparts like Kevin Garnett, another dominant force on the court. These matchups were always intense, with leadership capabilities tried and tested in the heat of competition. Kobe's resolve never wavered, a testament to his strength as both a competitor and a leader. Kobe's leadership journey began when he joined the Lakers at just 17 years old. Despite his youth, his unwavering dedication and hard work quickly earned him a respected place in the team. For Kobe, the Lakers were more than just a team, they were a family. From the moment he started, he felt an integral part of this family, an inclusion that fueled his drive to lead the Lakers to championship success. Through his leadership, Kobe not only shaped his legacy, but also left an indelible mark on those who played alongside him, turning teammates into leaders in their own right. Final summary. The Mamba mentality transcends the boundaries of basketball, resonating with individuals from various walks of life, including CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. This wide-reaching impact underscores the philosophy's relevance and adaptability, not just in sports, but across a broad spectrum of personal and professional endeavors. Kobe Bryant viewed the adoption of the Mamba mentality as a validation of his own sacrifices and the exhaustive efforts that marked his career, including his pre-dawn wake-ups and relentless pursuit of greatness. His decision to encapsulate these principles in the Mamba mentality was driven by a desire to share these insights, providing a blueprint for excellence that applies as much to life's daily challenges as it does to high-stakes basketball games. The choice to integrate the Mamba mentality into your life remains a personal decision, an invitation to pursue excellence in whatever field you choose, be it sports, business, or personal growth. The ethos of this mentality encourages a proactive approach to challenges, emphasizing perseverance, determination, and strategic planning. In essence, the ball is in your court, and adopting this mindset can set you on a path to unparalleled achievement and personal fulfillment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.